Okay, let's get into Demai Ayin Zayin. Last daf in Meseches Demai. Unbelievable. The third opportunity that we have to make a siyum on Mesechta in Yerushalmi, Brachos, Peah, and Demai. We haven't had an Agadata in about 2 months. But Baruch Hashem, we've made it to the last daf. Way back when we had about the donkey of Pinchas Ben Yair, if you remember, we had towards the beginning. But maybe we'll talk a little bit Divrei Hashkafa at the end of the shir, just to wrap things up in Meseches Demai. And again, we thank the sponsors of the Mesechta, again, Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld, for the sponsorship. So we are discussing the last Mishnah in Meseches Demai, which we had yesterday. Yesterday's daf was, if a person has 100 barrels of wine, 100 barrels of wine, and says, a whole outer row is Maaser Rishon. So that's a problem. Why wasn't he thinking which one he was doing? We're not asking kashas about why people make certain ambiguous statements, but this is what happened. And what do you do now? Because now you have one of the outer rows, right? It's all 100 in a square, 10 by 10, 100 barrels. One of the outer rows is Maaser Rishon, and we know 10% of that, one of those barrels is Trumas Maaser, which is Aser for a Yisrael to eat. The Maaser Rishon, as we've said often, the Maaser Rishon, okay, a Yisrael could eat it as long as he pays the levy. And Maaser Sheni, I could be Podeh, and I'll bring the money up to Yerushalayim. The Trumas Maaser is always the issue in this whole Masechta. If the Trumas Maaser, the Truma in the Maaser Rishon. So here, what do you do? So the Mishnah described how if somewhere one of the outer rows is Maaser Rishon, so one of the ones in the outer row is true as Maaser. So if you want to save yourself some money, take two corner barrels diagonal from each other, and then you're covered. Because those two corner barrels, all four rows are covered. But in the second case, a person says, half of an outer row should be Maaser Rishon. Half of an outer row. So somewhere, one of the five. So then taking two opposite corners is not going to be good enough because that doesn't cover each half outer row. So you have to take all four. You have to take all four. And then the Gemara went into other cases. What if you say one of the rows, half of the rows, one of the barrels? And the Gemara went through all of the determination of how you figure out the Trumas Maaser. So the Gemara here on the top of Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph is going to discuss the case number two, as we just said. Half of an outer row. Half of an outer row, one of those sets of five, that's Maaser Rishon. So one, and that's Maaser Rishon for 50 barrels, right? Because you need 10%. If you only half, so that's five barrels. So it's going to be Maaser Rishon for half the barrels. And what does the Mishnah say? Well, you're stuck. You don't know what to do. You got to take four barrels. You got to take each corner barrel. Says the Gemara, I have a way he could save some money. I have a way he doesn't have to give away four barrels. What could he do? There's still 50 barrels of Tevel. So you know what you could do? The Yitol Shtayim. Just say the other half of the rows that I didn't touch yet, I didn't designate yet, those should be Maaser Rishon. And now it's basically case one. So if you're back to case one, so then you'll take just two. Shtayim Shehein Arba. Right? You don't have to, so why do you have to say, you have to take all four? You still have 50 of Tevel. So designate and say, the other half of rows that I didn't designate yet. So I'm back to case number one. So v'yitol shtayim, why don't we do that? And that's what the Ma'ariv Fulda says on top. Hashas maksheha, ditan chatzi shura kule. Lama yitol arba yachavios. Yachzer v'yomar, why doesn't he say again? Chatzi ha'acher shalosa shura yiyameiser ala shalosh tevel hanish arim. V'yehashta shura shleim ha'meiser. So you get back basically to case one, and then all you have to do is to take off two and not four. V'yitol shtayim, answers the Gemara, Rebbe Kohen. Right, we're introduced to many new rabbis in the Yerushalmi that we didn't know in the Bavli. Rabbi Kohen, b'shem Rabbanin de Kesarin, the rabbis of Kesaria. B'shehifrish chetzian mimakom acher. You know what the problem is? The case in the Mishnah we're talking about, you can't do that anymore. Because you took off Maaser Rishon from the other half rows from somewhere else. You had other tevel. So now the other half are chulin, mesukanim. So you're stuck. You don't have a choice. You don't have a choice. This is the only option that you have. Good. Tani, says the Braisa. Ha'yulafanav shtei chavios. You have two barrels. Now back to barrels. We're not going to talk about the Mishnah case right now. Two barrels. Achas shal meiser tevel tamer. V'achas shal meiser tevel tamei. You have two barrels. One of meiser rishon. It calls it meiser tevel because it's tevel lagabi. You didn't take off the Trumas Maaser yet. So one barrel of Maaser Tevel Tahar, one barrel of Maaser Tevel Tameh. So what's the issue? You don't know which one is Tameh, which one is Tahar. And you don't want to, and what do you say? You're going to take from each one, then you're just going to have to treat both of them as tamei, and that's a problem, because tamei truma has limited value. Truma tahara is beautiful, amazing. A kohen can eat it. A kohen can give it to his wife and to his family. Truma tahara. But here, and truma's maaser is the same halacha as truma. The problem is, if it is truma tameya or truma's maaser tameya, that it can only be used by a kohen to if it's oil, he could use it to light and for heat. So that is halacha. So is there any way to not be stuck and have two Trumas Meisters from the barrels that are both Tameh, because you don't know which one. One's Tameh, one's Tar. You don't know which one is Tameh, which one is Tar. So, Pashtus, you have to take one from each, and it's treat them as Tameh and stock. So the Gemara says, no, maybe I have an option. What do you do? Hareza, maybe Shnei Laginin, bring two empty bottles. The no-tell Mizu, Kedei Trumas Meister Mishnehen, and from each barrel, you have a whole barrel of wine, one's Tameh, one's Tar. So take the amount enough for Trumas Meiser from both barrels, from each barrel. Take enough Trumas Meiser from each barrel, put into two separate containers. Benota Mizu Kedei Trumas Meiser Mishtehen. Umizu Kedei Trumas Meiser Mishtehen. So now I have two cups in my hand. Each of them have enough Trumas Meiser to cover both barrels. One of them is Tameh, one of them is Tahar. I don't know which is which. So what do? I can make a Tanai. The past 2 days we spoke a lot about Tanoim and conditions and Tanai and the four rules of the Rambam, and the Meiri said maybe there are 10 rules of Tanoim. V'chozer magbias halagin miyomer. And then I make the following Tanai. Im zehu tahar. I pick up the first one and I say, if this one is the tahar one, then all the Trumas Meiser should be in here. Now I might have Trumas Meiser. Harehu asitiv Trumas Meiser on everything. V'em lav, if this is the Tameh one, I've done nothing. If this is the Tameh one, this will stay Meiser Rishon Tameh. V'imlav lo asisi klum. V'chozer v'yosa kem b'sheni. And then I do the same thing with the second one, the second cup, whatever it is. If this is Tameh, I did nothing. If it's a star, so what ends up, what do I have, what are the two cups that I have? One of them is Truma, whichever one is Tahar, that's the one that has Truma's Meiser for both. Right? One is Meiser, and the other one is Meiser Rishon, which is not no longer Tameh, and which is no longer Tevel, there's no more Trumas Meiser. So the Trumas Meiser is wherever it is Tahar, and the other container is Meiser Rishon Tameim. Both are Mutar LaKohen. Both are Mutar LaKohen, because a Kohen is allowed to eat Chulin Tameyin at certain times, so both of them can be useful for the Kohen. The Achilas Truma, when it's Tahar, is a Mitzvah Daraisa. Mitzvah d'araisa. The Kohen, it's not a mitzvah d'araisa that applies today. Right? The Chassam Sofer points out that the only mitzvah d'araisa that we have left today of eating something specific is matzah. It's the only one. We don't have achilas karbanos. We don't have achilas, maybe achilas perishvias, if you hold that's a mitzvah zaseh, the Ramban. Achilas meiser rishon. Right? We don't, for a specific food, we don't have that. But achilat the mitzvah of eating truma is a mitzvah daraisa. You have to find everything here. The Rambam says in the last halacha of the Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, the Rambam tells us, "Kala ochel truma mivarech birchas oso ma'achal." Right. Let's say I'm eating a pomegranate of truma. Right. What's truma semaisa daraisa? Man, we've spoken about that machlokas a number of times. Rashi and Tosfos say daglan tirosh v'yitzar. So not pomegranates. Some Rishonim, a minority of Rishonim, say maybe all Shivas Aminim. I think there's a Ravid like that. But the Rambam says all fruit. All fruit is Shumas and Maisvah Zaraisa. So the Rambam says, Kol Ochal Shuma, Mevarech, Birchaz Oso Machal, you make a Bori Priya Eitz, V'acharkach Mevarech, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mikdush Aso Shalaron, V'Tzivanu Lechal Shuma. Right, you're going to use that Lashon. All Kohanim are going to use that Lashon, the Nusuch that is usually only used for Brechas Kohanim. They're going to use that for eating Truma. The Kach Kibalnu V'ra'inu Osam Mivarchan Afilu B'chalas Chutz Laretz. The Rambam says we've seen that Bracha B'chalas Chutz Laretz. Shagam Achilas Katshe Yagvul Ka'avoda. Even eating Chalas Chutz Laretz would get that Bracha. The Mari Kirkus there says, this is based on a Tosefta, and he says, maybe it's even alluded to in the Pasuk in Kisavo. Right, the Tzad says, "Kol osa kol mitzvah zorach lavarech." The kivan shachilas truma mitzvah vadech zorach lavarech aleha. Umemeseches meiser sheni v'lo shachachti milavarechacha. Right, I didn't forget to make the bracha. What's that talking about? So pashup shat is the bracha on the hafrasha. We spoke about it in the last year, Hafrasha and Nesina. But says the Mari Kurkas on that Rambam, maybe the Efshel Afarish is all talking about the Berchas Achila. When I eat Shuma, I didn't forget to make the Berchas Mitzvah. I didn't realize that I'm not eating Stam Chulin. I'm eating something special. The Efshel Afarish, the Berchas Achila Karmer, the Kuli Kra, Bahachi Mairi, Umisham Yesh Lil Mot Shagam Achilas Shuma Tzricha Bracha, says the Mari Kurkas. So Achilas Shuma is a Mitzvah de Oraisa, as we know that the last Halacha in Hilchos Shumas. Trumas is a big mesechta that's on the horizon, but that is the that is reflective, and therefore we do whatever we can to keep it tahar. We don't just say, oh, they're both tami, okay, give it to the kohen. No, we do what we can to keep it in that way. Okay, so let's continue. So now we have two cups of pot. One cup is trumas meiser tahar. One cup is meiser rishon. I'm allowed to eat bituma. I don't know which is which. So what does the Kohen do? So here we go. Says the Gemara. We add in a word here. Vishosa. Right, the Mara full day isn't that word. Vishosa, vitovel, vishosa. He drinks the first cup of wine. Maybe he became tame. Because remember, midarabanan, food can make a person tame. Midaraisa, food can't make a person tame. Right? A person can only become tame from an avatuma. And food can't be an avatoma, right? Food can't be an avatoma. A dead body is an aviavosatoma, something that touched a dead body, but a person can't become tami midaraisa from the food. But midarabanan, Chazal tell us in Mishnayis and Seder Taurus that that's occurs. So if I drink the cup of wine that's tamei, so I'm tamei now. So now I have to go to the mikvah before I eat the second one, because the second one is truma. So I'm tamei, so I can't drink the second cup of wine before I go to the mikvah. Divrei Rebbe, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi says. You have to, each cup of wine, you don't know. The first one is suffik tamei, go to the mikvah, and then drink the second cup of wine. Divrei Rebbe. Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon Omer, ain't no tabel al basof. No, you don't have to worry about it. After both cups, then you know you're vadai tamei, then you go to the mikvah. But each one is suffik. Maybe you ate the truma tahara first. So each one is suffik, therefore you don't have to go to the mikvah. So what's the nekudas hamachlokas here between Rebbe and Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon? Three possibilities, really two. We're going to try one, we're going to reject it. We're going to have a second one, we're going to reject it, we're going to go back to the first one. Right? That's the flow until the end of the mesechta. Says the Gemara, my time of the Rebbe, what's the reason that Rebbe says, again, I have two cups of wine, they're both, one of them's tummy, one of them's tar. I have no idea which one is which, so I drink one, you got to go to the mikvah between each one. Says Rebbe. Why? My time at the Rebbe. Ani Omer. Shema Shasa Mashkin Tameim Tchila. Maybe the first one you drank was Tamei. So if the first one you drank was Tamei, then you're Tamei, and maybe you'll still have some liquid in your mouth when you put the truma in your mouth. So you have to go to the mikvah. Even though, what's the chiddush here, as we'll see, this is a suffek. Savi Durabanan, right? The liquid making myself tame, even liquid becoming tame. Sugi in the end of the first parak of Psachim, if you remember those, the Chinis Ganakonim Sugis, right? Even liquid might not be able to become tame. Now we're talking about liquid making you tame. Rabbi says, Safik, we are machmir here. So you have to go to the mikveh in between. Well, my time at Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, what's the reason Rabbi Elazar of Shimon says you don't? Ani Omer. Shema Shasa Mashkin Temein Pasof. Right? Maybe he drank it at the end. They don't have to worry about it. Interesting. It says, Ani Omer. We've discussed in the past, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi is the only one in Shas that has the phrase Omer Ani. Omer Ani. Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you remember, has a beautiful piece about that. Omer Ani is like Lanias Daiti. It's a reflection of Anava, a reflection of humility. So he's the only one that says Omer Ani, and he has a remez to that in a, I think, Tehillim Mem Hei. He has a pasuk there that alludes to writing down Torah Shebal Peh. But Omer Ani, that's his Lashon of Anava. Here, the Gemara is using Ani Omer for Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, who's arguing with Reb Yehuda Hanasi. So I'm not being medayik anything. I'm just saying the Gemara is using the opposite Lashon than what Reb Yehuda Hanasi uses sometimes to explain the other Shita of Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon. So this is interesting. If we think about this Machlokas, we usually have the principle. What's Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon based on? Pashtus, Savi Drabban Lakula. So the Rambam, this is a Savi Drabanan, and we are going to be Mako. That's a Mishnah in Maseches Taharis. Mishnah in Taharis tells us that the rule is Safeg Yadayim, Litame, Ulitame, Velitaher, Tar.
All spekas about Netilas Yadayim, that's all Tumah D'Rabbanan. Savik T'Bershus Arabim Tar, Savik Divrei Sofrim. Ochal Ochlin Temeyim, Shasa Mashkin Temeyim. It's a Mishnah in Taurus. The only Masechta, that's also the name of the Seder. At least Bizman Hazeh. In the olden days, there was Masechas Nezikin. Right, the three bubbas were Masechas Nezikin and Seder Nezikin. But now we have one. Masechas Taurus and Seder Taurus. So there, in Perek Dalad, the Mishnah says, Shasa Mashkin Temeyim, Barosh of Ruba Maim Shuvin, Oshanofla Rosh of Ruba, Shlosha Lugin Maim Shuvin. In all these cases, Sveiko, Tahar. Because all these are Sveikos Durabanan, and therefore they are going to be Tahar. That's Savi Durabanan Alakula. There is a famous question that we've dealt with in the past, and that is the Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. The Ramban's Kasha on the Rambam. And that is, the Rambam says that every time I violate an Issa D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, I'm also violating an Issa D'Oraisa, because the Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanan. So if I don't listen to the Rabbanan, I'm violating what it says in the Torah, that you have to listen to the Rabbanan. Lo sasur, right? V'yasisa, t'nase, and lo sase. So ask the Ramban, how do you ever have this principle of Savi D'Rabbanan L'Kula? Right? There's never a Savi D'Rabbanan, there's never a D'Rabbanan according to the Rambam. Every D'Rabbanan is a D'Oraisa. How do you have any principle of being Mako by Ne'amadus of the Rabbanan? This is the Ramban, bang is the Rambam. When every sugya that talks about the Rabbanans are different than Daraisas, right? What does the Rambam do with this? What does the Rambam do with this? And the Ramban even has one line where he says, and if you want to tell me this, I think that's Dachuk. But that's the answer that most Acharonim say. What the Ramban has in one line. I'll read it for this, I usually don't quote this one, but the Ran says it, the Drush Aran. Drush Aran in Drush Hay. The Ran says this, if I could find it here, the Ran says, if I could find it, but he says here that the when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the power to, let me just see if I could find it here. I don't know if I could find it here. It's easier in the Sefer itself. But the Ran says, and he's followed by the, here it is. Okay, I'll read it. The Ramban says what the Meshech Chachma fleshes out and what the others say, and that is, even the Rambam, who says that every Durabanan is a Daraisa, that's only if you vaday did a Durabanan. So then, if you did a Durabanan, you also violated a Daraisa. But the second it's Suffolk, four words, Kahaygavna lo tiknu. Once it's Suffolk, so then the Rabbanan say, the whole thing falls away. Right, it's not, if I vada did a drabanan, I vada did a daraisa. If it's a savi drabanan, so then memela, I don't have to, drabanan say it doesn't, it's not a din anymore. And the Meshech Chachma, explains and expands on that by saying that when it comes to din and daraisa, there's something inherent, let's say there's a piece of pig. Inherently, those molecules are dangerous to my neshama. It's poison. It's poison for my neshama. So, suffix poison. Suffix poison l'chumra. Because it's about this inherent item. But by the Rabbanan, does Hashem care if chicken and milk? Issa D'Rabbanan. Maybe a Beis Din in 100 years from now will change that. The point isn't the content of what the Rabbanan say. The point is to listen to the Rabbanan. It doesn't matter the content. But it's the shmia, the fealty to the Rabbanan. And he gives a mashal. And he says, it's not even a mashal, because sometimes the Rabbanan are called Malachim. But he says, Morid b'malchus, the king wants to build a highway through my backyard. I say, no, I'm going to stand up. It's good for the country. I stand up and I say, no way. Chayav Misa. Morid b'malchus is Chayav Misa. Does Hashem really care about this highway? Is there an Isser Daraisa? No. But the point is to listen to the king. So too, to listen to the Rabbanan. The second it's Suffolk, Memela, it's not a merit against the Rabbanan. It's not called a violation of not listening to the Rabbanan in that case. That's the difference. So, Kahai Gavna, Lo Tiknu, that's the Meshech Chachma expands upon that. There's a different formulation I saw this afternoon from Rav Shimon Shkup. Rav Shimon Shkup in the Shar Yoshar has a different formulation. Ubahad de Hiksha, this is in Shar Aleph, Perek Zayin, where he says, V'nir Lenei Esdaiti, he says there's a big difference. Because even the Rambam, when he says, it's us, or every Darabana is a Daraisa. So, is it a Daraisa of that specific Isser? Like, Savik Daraisa Lechumra of by a Suffolk, whatever it is, Treif? It's Treif if you did it? No. It's a general Losasur. It's not, it's a Klali Isser. It's not about each and every one. This is a question that we ask, in many different sugyas, what was called Klali Prati by the Achronim. Lifne Iver. If I cause somebody to do an Aveira, Is it a little bit shemetz of that Avera, or is it a general Lifnei Iver? Chatzishir. Is it Chatzishir of each and every Avera, or is it Chatzishir? It's all the same. Chatzishir, Lifnei Iver, you have all a number. Hidr Mitzvah. Is it a hider mitzvah klali? Like I have a hider mitzvah scorecard in Shamayim. I have all the mitzvahs, and then every hider mitzvah that I do, it goes into that scorecard, or it's hider mitzvah of every single mitzvah. You don't have to say the same thing by each one. Hider mitzvah, chatzi shir, lifnei iver. So you might say this by lo sasur. By lo sasur of dinim derabanan. So he says it's a more general, and that would make it different. I saw, interesting, another comment, I don't think I've mentioned this, that from Rav Elchanan, about Savi Drabban Lakula, and then we'll continue. He quotes all the way at the end of Kuntres Divrei Sofrim Siman Aleph. The end of, it's the second volume of Kovet Shiurim. So the second to last O's there. He says, Savi Drabban Lakula, is that a din vaday or a din suffik? Right? Once I can be mekel, Savi Drabban Lakula, so therefore, I'm not sure if I said a bracha or not, so I don't say a bracha, besides benching. Savi Drabban Lakula. Is that betaras vaday, the rabbi say, you are vaday not chayiv? Or we're not sure, so just don't. We're not sure. So Savi Drabban Lakula, which one is it? He says, anafkamina. Anafkamina. Only he could think like this. Anafkamina. Vika anafkamina tuva. Inema de Savi Drabban Lakula betaras vaday or betaras safik. Kagon. Imhu safik imhu chayiv be mitzvah drabanan. I have a safik and I'm chayiv in a mitzvah drabanan. So then I'm not going to have to do the mitzvah. Because Savi Drabban Lakula, I don't have to do the mitzvah. But what if I'm only not chayiv in the mitzvah b'torah safik? So then, could I be motzi someone who is mechuyev b'davar? For sure. Says Rabbi Chanan, Savi Drabban Lakula, you go to the kula in all cases, so you're able to be motzi him. Mitzad your own chayiv, you don't have to do it. Mitzad, can you be motzi someone else? Yeah, because what? You can't be motzi him? That would be a chumrah. Savi Drabban Lakula. So if it's Batoras Vadai, then Batoras Vadai, you can't be Motzi him, because you're Vadai Patur, and therefore you can't be Motzi. But if it's Batoras Safek, unbelievable. So you don't have to do it, but if somebody else, you want to Motzi them, you can be Motzi them, because you go to Kula all around. That's what he suggests here. Im Chayev Mitzvah Darabanan, to Misveka Hu Patur, Vim Nomar, Du Patarak Batoras Safek, Im Kain, Yuchala Hotzias Mishu Hu Chayev Bavadai. The zil hacha lakula, the zil hacha lakula. Each one is lakula. To who atzmo ain't no tzarach lakayim a mitzvah shemein ochayev. He himself doesn't have to do it. Mikol makom yuchal hozi achirim shemu chayev bedavar. Maybe he is chayev and never can be motzi. Avlim neima da safik ubu lakula b'taras vaday imkein hu vaday pater, and then he can't be motzi others who are chayev. The koshi ain't mechuyev bedavar ain't motzi achirim yidei chovasim. And he has other nafkaminas, but that's an unbelievable. Concept. Again, we've had in the past, when Lakula, remember we had a week or so ago, where we had a week of Brera. We spoke about the Machlokas, Yamshel Shlomo, and most other Achronim. When we say Brera, Brera, Yesh Brera B'Darabanan, Yesh Ein Brera B'Daraisa, is that based on Savi Daraisa L'Chomer, Savi Daraisa Lakula, or no? Right, by the Yamshel Shlomo, it said no. It's Daraisa Ein Brera, even if it's a Kula. And the Rabbanan Yesh Brera, even if it's a Chumrah. Most don't assume that way. But even there, every time you have a one of these cases of Suffolk, Lakula L'Chumrah, you have to ask whether it's Betoras Vadai or it is Betoras Suffolk. Okay, let us continue. So we have this Machlokas Tanoim here. I have two cups of wine. One of them's Tami, one of them's Tahar. So do you have to go to the mikveh after each one, after the first one? Because I might have become Tami. Rebbe says yes, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon says no. So says the Gemara, that can't be. That can't be. Why? Hakol modin b'shosa mashkin tamein. Everybody agrees. If you drank vadai mashke tame, shehu aser lochal afilo safik truma. If you drank wine that's tame, then you're not allowed to eat safik truma. Because, the Mefarshim explain, because you're definitely in the world of tuma. So just because that's not a regular case of Savi Drabban Lakula, there's like an ikermina Torah, so to speak. You're vaday tameh, so therefore we're not going to let you eat suffik shuma. Suffik mashkin, but if you're only suffik, our case suffik mashkin kolama modishu mutar lochal afilu shuma vaday. How could Rebbe say yeshita? The Gemara says it should be obvious that it's only a suffik tuma, so you should be able to not go to the mikvah. So the Gemara says I don't think that could be the case. So Ella. This is what we're how we should understand Bahada Mastisa. This is how we should understand the Braisa. This is classic our Yerushalmi that very hard to know. There seems to be something missing in the Yerushalmi, or at least missing in our understanding. So what's going on here? So we'll go with one of the pshatim that in the back, the Gilyonis of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Rev the Stipler, Rav Akivisol Kanievsky says, you have to add in a couple of words here. The case must be where you have the two cups. One cup you drank the whole thing, and one cup you drank half a revius. Half a revius. Only a revius of wine could be metame. Right? That's a Mishnah in Meseches Me'ilah. That it has to be a revius. So, that's what we're talking about here. My time of the Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, why does Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon say that you don't have to go to the mikvah until after you drank both cups, all cups? Me'achar sha'al yidei zeh. Va'al yidei zeh nizbara tumah. Only if he drank a revius from both cups, would he require tevila. Right? And therefore, if you didn't drink a revius from both cups, you're still suffik and you're good. And you're good. It's still suffik derabanan. My time of the Rebbe, shelo yavo lidei revius. No, Rebbe's going to tell you go to the mikvah because you know what? If you treated suffik now, maybe next week you'll have the same situation, but you'll drink a revius from both and you'll think, oh, I didn't go to the mikvah last time, so I don't have to go to the mikvah now. So gzera derabanan, that you shouldn't have to go. I didn't see those who asked, but pashtus, this is a gzera l'gzera. Right, this is a gzera if you don't drink a revius, because you might come to drink a whole revius. But even if you drink a whole revius, it's a derabanan. It's tumas mashkin. So I'm not sure. The answer is always kulachad gzerahu. Right, that it's not a gzera like gzera, because if you don't make the second gzera, the first gzera won't hold up. So that's always an easy answer. You never know when to say that. You know, it's a gzera like gzera, kulachad gzera. But that's the So Rebbe is goes there in that case. Oh, my time at Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon. B'shos ha'pachas mi'revius. So the Gemara says, one second. So Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is meikel because he only drank less than a revius. For less later, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon shelo yavli de revius. Isn't that a gzera that you should make? Now the Gemara is flipping it outside. It's such an obvious gzera. People are like, what, you're going to measure? Now it's a revius. Now it's a little less than a revius. Probably so easy to take advantage and to violate. So the Gemara says, that can't be the machlokas. It can't be a machlokas about, oh, if you drank a pachas mi'revius, is there going to be a gzera? Because everybody would agree that there should be a gzera. Everybody agreed that there should be a gzera. So the Gemara answers, go back to option one. Go back to option one. Amar Yosi Barbun, Ein Lecha Elakahadin Pitra Kadmaya. Go back to the first answer. He drank a full revius from one container. Does he have to go to the mikvah? The Rebbe Chasha Shema Shasa Mashkin Tmein Betchila. Well, Rebbe Shimon Chasha Shema Shasa Mashkin Tmein Basof. And the question is, whether you have to be choshesh that he drank the tummy one first, or you could assume and hope that he drank the tummy one second. The whole idea of suffik tumah, by the way, we know the rules are suffik tumah b'rishus harabim tahor, b'rishus hayachid tameh, and that itself is up to much discussion. Big sugi is in the beginning of Maseches Nida, what kind of psak is that? We know whenever you have a case of a suffik in halacha, there's different types of psakim. Right, by Mamanis, Hamosa Mechaber Lavaraya. By Tumah Vatara, Safik, B'Shazrabim, Safik, B'Shazyachid. By Yisra V'Heter, Safik, D'Rais Halachom, Safik, D'Rais Halakula. By each of those, one always has to ask, what type of psak is this? Is the Torah telling me, Bevad, like we just said from Rav Chanan, Bevad, that you could assume this? Or we don't know what to do, so the Torah gives you rules. By Safik Tumah, Pashtus, it seems like just these are the rules. Right, because there could even sometimes be a Tarti Tisasri. Right, remember the case of Shnei Shvilin? There are two roads, and each of us walk down the roads. One of the roads has a dead body under it, one of them doesn't. We both come to the rabbi. What do? We don't know which one was Tame. So the Gemara and the Mishnah says, in Taurus, if they come separately, the rabbi will say, oh, Savik versus Rabim, you're Tahar. An hour later, the other guy comes, oh, Savik versus Rabim, Tahar. They're both Tahar. That's not logical. Right? One of them's Tame. One of them walked down the bad road, the Tame road. Doesn't matter. If they came together, right, then they have to, okay, I can't like say it with a straight face. I can't matar both. But, so you see, that's the rules of Safik Tumah Vatara are different. So every area of halacha, Safik Mamon, Safik Yisr, Safik Tumah Vatara, has to be analyzed. Just one thought as we finish up Demai, in Salik Perak HaMazben, these seven prakim, we have to recognize this whole Masechta was based basically on a chumrah. Rov Ame Haaretz Ma'asrin Hein. Right, most Ame Aretz out there, they do a good job, and we can trust them. The whole Masechta is based on going above and beyond. And we have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, we could have a shiur about Chumrah, which we're not going to have now. Some Chumras are appropriate, some are not. But this Masechta reflects the fact that we care about what we eat. And we have a Safik Machalas Asuros, even if it's not a Rove, we have to make sure, you know, what we eat defines us. Right? Rabbeinu Bachai has a whole Sefer all about food, because he knows Jews do food a lot. Right, Rabbeinu Bachai, Shulchan Shel Arba, in the Kisvei Rabbeinu Bachai, big fat Sefer, he talks all about the halachas that apply to eating. Netilas Yadayim, and Amotzi, and the whole, how you're supposed to eat, and you're supposed to leave over for all that, not supposed to eat till you're full. But it's all based on, but this Masechta was based on going above and beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Remember the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Chaf, Amebeis, and the Bavli, Right? The Malachim wondered why HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows favoritism to Klal Yisrael. Right? Most of the time in Chazal, the Malachim are complaining about us. Not often. Once in a while, we have the Malachim. Don't you love B'nai Yisrael? Most of the time, they're like, don't give them the Torah. Why aren't they saying Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? They're always like looking at, I don't know. So, Amar Malach Erchu, Ribbono Shel Olam, the Malachim say to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Kasub B'sarasech Hashem lo yisafanim lo yikach shochad, it says in your Torah, you don't show favoritism, you don't take bribes, Falata nosu panim li Yisrael, and you show favoritism to Am Yisrael. How can you do that? Not fair. Right, you run a just world, it's not fair. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, how can I not show them favoritism? They go above and beyond for me. I wrote in my Torah, V'yachalta v'savata uveirachta. You only have to bench if you're satiated. But they bench, even on a kezias, they go above and beyond for me. I go above and beyond. So again, it doesn't mean that we always should go the tzad l'chumra, but in certain areas, we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're going above and beyond, for him. Right? The Rabbeinu Yonah, the beginning of Perkei Avos, Rabbeinu Yonah, the first mission on the Susiag LaTorah, you know, if you do what you have to do, okay, that doesn't show so much love. If you do above and beyond, we go beyond for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that already shows. I'll read the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yonah. Vasyag hu davar gadol u'mishubach, la'aso siyag v'gedol u'mitzvos. Right? Hayari es davar Hashem. If you're mekayim what you have to do, fine. If you have mekayim even more, a little bit more, that already flexed. Right? That's the Gemara Chagiga and the Bavli. Right? If you know, eino domeh, if you learn something 100 times, 101 times. 100 could be like, oh, I've made it. Now I can tell people I learned 100 times. 100, why are you doing that extra one? 101? You already got to 100! Lishma. Lishma. Because that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doing it for you. So we should be zoche to be able to spend many more times learning wonderful, amazing, amazing. What is chus? Think about it. When was the last time in Jewish history that there were hundreds if not thousands of people learning Yerushalmi? Learning Yerushalmi. Again, not Chas V'Shalom to take the place of the Bavli, but just as a hosafa. Think about what is chus it is to be part of this revolution, this amazing Chevra that we have. Bez Hashem, we should be zocha to learn Bavli, learn Yerushalmi, bring nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Bez Hashem, the next siyum should be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh.